diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors, now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being. Borrow a CO2 monitor for up to 21 days. Your kit includes an RNET 4 CO2 monitor, a quick start guide, and a case. Available to pick up at any Surrey Library branches. Borrow a CO2 monitor today and start breathing easier. For more information, please visit surreylibraries.ca/tech-go to see the full collection.
CO2 monitors are not carbon monoxide detectors and are not life safety devices.
My name is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our host maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
This is Bird Note. Don't be fooled by the gentle whirring sound of a hummingbird in flight. This male rufous hummingbird performs elegant and aggressive courtship displays to defend his territory, and he may travel hundreds of miles to find a mate. In the spring, rufous hummingbirds journey up the Pacific coast from Mexico to the northwestern corner of the U.S. Some go even as far north as Alaska. That's almost 1,000 miles one way for a bird measuring just under 4 inches beak to tail, making this one of the longest migrations of any bird relative to body length. But after completing one journey, the hummingbirds have to prepare for another. As fall approaches, they sip nectar and catch insects to pack on fat that will power their passage back to the tropics, this time taking the scenic route over the Rocky Mountains. But not all hummingbirds of the same species migrate at the same time. This male rufous hummingbird in the Pacific Northwest gets out of town early. He leaves the breeding grounds as soon as mid-June. Females stay behind to finish their nesting duties before heading south a week or two after the males. And their grown children trail after them in August. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. A few years ago, Iowa City took a bold step. It made every ride on every city bus free. The city wanted to help people avoid driving, which creates a lot of planet-warming carbon pollution. And it worked. Sarah Gardner, Iowa City's Climate Action Coordinator, says that in the first year of free fares, cars in the city drove 1.8 million fewer miles. And bus ridership jumped.
Our ridership increased 43%, and it has continued to grow even after that, so more and more people are getting on the bus.
Last year, the city council extended the free fares and paid for them in part by raising parking fees, creating another reason to take the bus. The city has also run programs to promote the bus, like having artists decorate bus stops and hosting a contest to see which route gained the most new riders.
Everybody on that bus got donuts in the morning, which was quite popular, as you can imagine.
Gardner says increasing bus ridership has benefits beyond reducing emissions. It frees up the road for bikes and pedestrians and helps neighbors to get to know each other.
And I am just so proud of the way the community has both embraced fare-free transit and also benefited from it.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Ooh, gotta watch myself, running cold. and kiddies, you are tuned in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and that was the one, the only, the Agrolites with their track Firecracker off of the infamous Agrolites 4. Now, if you didn't know, coming to town this Sunday, January the 25th, at the Imperial, the one of the best damn venues in town, I think, going right now. The Agrolites are coming to town, a monster double, almost triple bill, with the Mad Caddies and the Bunny Gang. No, I've not heard the Bunny Gang that much, but I did check them out because I thought it was an odd band name, and they play some pretty friggin' amazing reggae. Now, if that is not enough to get you excited, I also have in the studio here with me my very good friend from our sister station, CITR 101.9, the one, the only, Russian Tim. Hello, Tim.
Happy. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. This is super exciting. Great success.
I'm very excited to have you here. Thanks, man. Some amazing things cooking coming up next week. We're going to talk about that a little bit later when we get to the shows. But first off, how are you?
I'm alive. This is great.
You brought me wonderful presents. I have a brand new rocket from Russia Koozie. Are people able to get these online on the interwebs, or is this a special gift just for me?
It's a special gift for you, but people can get it on Tuesday at the Punk Rock Trivia at Night at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Oh, you let the cat out of the bag. Yes, Tim is doing an awesome event.
The surprise.
Down at the Biltmore. Give them a little info about what you're doing, Tim. What's going on?
So, little info, the long one. Should we save it for the whole
thing? We can save the whole thing, but there's punk rock, there's trivia here. I heard there's pizza.
Exactly, yeah. So there will be like punk rock trivia night. This is the first one, so we're not sure how it would go. So I'm excited, and I hope it will go very, very awesome. So yeah, it's like there will be four rounds, 10 questions in a round. Different punk rock questions. We will have beer, we will have pizza, and the whole idea is that you, after work on Tuesday night, which is usually a boring night, yep, you come to the Biltmore Cabaret, have some beer, some pizza, listen to some awesome punk rock tunes, and nerd out to some punk rock questions with your friends.
I'm fucking in. All right. That sounds good. We're going to talk to Tim a little bit more, but in the meantime, we're going to give you some mean reggae that you can experience this Sunday down at the Imperial. This, my friends, once again, is the Agrolites. You guys ready? Let's go, Rad Radio.
Sweat all across the road. Oh, we in a mindset. Get you in. band plays on.
Echo band plays on.
Go on.
Echo band plays on.
Pass on by. We're born to breed the grand illusion through the oligarchy's eyes. With all of the war and all of the greed and all of the toxic hated fiends, and for what? So a handful of rich white men can succeed. Don't bring it down. Thank you.
time. Talk, talk, talk about all of our big plans. Yeah, well, I'm still work, work, working, working on those plans. Yeah, I'm cook, cook, cooking, cooking up.
Was the Bunny Gang. You can check them out on Sunday, but tomorrow night you can go see these guys. This is the Brass Action. Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was the Brass Action. You can check out tomorrow night down at the Railway Club with AK-747s, the Surfrajets. Surfrajets? Yeah. They're surfers and jetters? And the 1112s, which I'm actually kind of in love with that band name. The 1112s, that's good. Come on. If you guys are just tuning in, I am joined here live in the studio by the one, the only, the amazing Russian Tim from CITR's very own Rocket from Russia.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for a nice introduction. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. You are doing an awesome punk rock trivia night down at the Biltmore Cabaret this Tuesday.
That is correct.
Is it free? Does it cost money?
It's like buy donation, pay as much as you want. If you don't want, just don't pay.
Yeah, just come and drink beers and listen to punk rock?
Exactly.
Are there prizes?
Yeah. Yeah, there will be a prize pack. Like, I'm just waiting for the packages to arrive. There for sure will be a prize pack from Mint Records, not the water pack, pack.
Yeah.
There will be one from CITR. There will be one from Kenny Lasha, local. When people fight for, but not for real, how do they call that?
When they fight but not for real, sparring?
No. Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they fight but not for real. So, yes, pro wrestling, yeah. Yes.
So Kenny, he used to be an event called Daggermouth. Now he's a local wrestler, and he...
What federation does he wrestle for, do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea what wrestling is.
I got two buddies that are pro wrestlers I went to high school with, so I'm all up on it. My buddy Riley, his federation ECCW, they just did their ballroom brawl. They like rent out the Commodore ballroom and do wrestling.
He was at this show.
No, same federation. I'm sure they know each other.
Okay, that's the one. Cool.
Interesting. Small world.
Yeah, and there's also will be prize. I'm waiting for the prize package from Stomp Records, Fet Records. Hopefully they arrive in time too. So it should be.
See, this comes back to what I was saying about how you're always so organized. You got professional record labels sending you things for your punk rock trivia night that you decided to come up with on a whim like 3 weeks ago. You're like, oh, I'll just call the guys at Fat. Like, it'll be fine. Michael just sent me some records. Speaking of records, you brought me a beautiful stack of some of your favorite records of 2014. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, so I brought two stacks for now, and then I have something in the digital format. But
Ooh. But
we'll start with two kind of... stacks of records. The first one, I want to start with my favorite record of this year, which is Lagwagon. They released this album called Hang in 2014. In my opinion, that was my favorite album of the year.
It's the best one, hands down, over everything you heard. Lagwagon.
And I heard over 1,200 releases, which came out in 2014.
How do you know that you listened to 1,200 releases?
I have a folder on my computer.
Oh,
it says
God.
2014.
1,200. You boggle my mind, Sam.